Good morning to you, my favorite listener. Yes, it's once again another episode of What's the Topic right here on What's the Topic right here on Active FM. I know I said that intentionally so that you can be like, okay, that was interesting, right? I know, yes. It's been awesome. Thank you for tuning in, and I can't wait. I really can't wait to share everything that you're going to gain from here, and it's really, really awesome. So first thing that I want you to actually do, you know, take a moment, pause the podcast, and actually, you know, say a short prayer in terms of the Lord speaking to you, because the stuff that you're going to hear right now, if you do not have understanding from the Lord and you do not get His wisdom, it's going to be too much for you to handle. Let me put it that way. Yeah, and you're going to have some understanding that are going to miss you if you do not ask the Lord to reveal it to you. But as you saw the topic, we're going to be talking about listening. Now, along with listening, I'm going to touch on to hearing as well, because there's a lot of things that are going to be revealed. Okay, listening is not the main focus, if I can put it that way, but it's something that's connected to everything that we're going to speak about. So, yeah, listening is connected to everything that we're going to speak about in general. And, yeah, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle. I want to know how you're doing. Let me know how you are and what you've been up to. And yeah, you know, just let me know how your week has been. If you don't know where to, let me know about yourself, about your week. In fact, I want you to go as far as introducing yourself to me so that I can know you as an individual listening to this amazing show. And yeah, guess what? You might not know. I might actually, you know, do a show away. Not might. I will do a show. If you get hold of me. Yeah. You know, on What's the Topic, we create our own phrases, phases, everything. That's what I was going to say the first time. Phases. But yeah, we create. In fact, we are the creators on What's the Topic. Yes. Aha. Guess what? You're listening to this. You are a creator. Yes, me and you, we are the creators. So we create everything of ours. And yeah, also do send me messages in terms of what you want me to create, you know, all the stuff, what must be part of What's the Topic. So if you don't know where to catch me or get hold of me, you can get hold of me on Facebook, which is Nash Workaholic Bobo, or the What's the Topic page on Instagram, which is What's the Topic 777. What's the Topic 777 now? Yeah, like there was some math that was happening in my head. Yeah, so What's the Topic 777 now? Yes, that one. Yeah, you can get hold of me, DM me there, and it's really, really awesome. Don't forget, there's also other shows like the Sporting Base, you know, all those different shows. So just go check them out and see everything that is in store for you. Yeah, so here's an awesome, amazing jam session for you, for me, for all of us. And then we're going to get into the real stuff. And it's going to be really awesome and amazing. So this is also a short breather for you to actually think about your prayer. So structure your short prayer in a way where you're able to get wisdom. I'll see you now.
Hi, this is Gavin Ensign, and you're tuned in to Active FM.
To see.
Getting back into it, yeah, we're speaking about listening, but along listening, there's going to be other things like hearing, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that are attached to it, and it's really, really interesting. So listening, like, what is listening? Because you can't just speak about something without understanding what it is, you know. Understanding is actually the key. You need to understand what you're exposed to, what you're speaking about, you know, you need to understand all of those things. So, if I had to ask, what is listening? I know I'm giving you a moment to actually think about it. Answer yourself. Okay, I just answered myself. Now, when you look at listening and you get to understand listening, that's where you identify the difference between listening and hearing. So you need to understand those two. That's why I'm saying, yeah, you better make sure that you pray to the Lord, ask for wisdom and understanding. Because this is going to be one of those sessions where, hey, at the end of the session, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be like, yo, that was really, really deep. It was deep stuff. And I need to basically go and apply some of the stuff. In fact, not even some, most or all of it. Yes, depending on where you are. So, yeah, it's going to obviously challenge you on your level. So, yeah, like I said, you need to understand what is listening. And the second thing that you need to understand is, what is hearing? Because when you look at those two things, the Bible has stuff to say about them. I was going to say, the Bible has two things to say about them, but it's not two things. The Bible has a lot of stuff to say about listening and hearing. Not just with you as an individual, also with the way the Lord responds to you. Yep. It's deep, eh? It's deep. That's why I said, yo, there's gonna be a lot of interesting stuff. There's things that are connected to it. So listening and hearing. Now, when you look at listening, yo, let me use an example so that you get to understand it. So when you look at listening, right now you are actually listening to me. Yeah, in fact, this is the perfect example. So right now you're in the state where you are listening. You are listening to everything that I am saying. And at the same time, you are focused. You are even thinking of how you're going to engage, you know, into what I'm saying, respond to the way I'm saying and what I'm saying, you know, all those things. So you are actually listening. On the other side, you also got hearing. Now, you actually doing both at the same time, except the one is actually more dominant and the other one is not dominant. So you are listening to me, focused on what I'm saying and what I have to offer. At the same time, you are hearing. Now, this is what you are hearing. You are hearing everything else that is happening around you. Yep. So the cars that are driving, you are hearing them. Basically everything. Everything that is around you, you are hearing. You might have a neighbor that's shouting outside. You can hear them making noise. You can hear that the sound frequencies coming from outside. You can hear all of those things. But your main focus is what I'm saying, which is what you are listening to. Now, the funny thing is, the Bible has something to say about those two things in terms of how the Lord responds to you. So the Lord, when you speak to him, communicate to him, pray to him, he either hears you or he listens to you. Yep. That's deep, right? It's like really deep. So those two things, let me say, one of those two things get activated based on how you live your life. So how you live in your life will determine which one is activated. So it's either you're going to activate the Lord's part of listening to you, or you're going to activate the Lord's part of hearing you. And whichever one that he chooses, that's going to determine how he's going to respond to you. Yes, in terms of answering what you're asking, if it's a prayer, you know, all those things. Yes, it's going to determine. Now, what actually is the main, like, I was going to say the main key, but what actually comes into play in terms of whether the Lord's going to listen to you or he's going to hear you, like I said, it's based on how you live your life. Now, there's specific things that you need to watch out for in your life, you know, that you probably need to do. You basically need to do, not probably, you basically need to do, and you need to make sure, because they are in the Bible. And if you do not pay attention to this, that's what I'm saying. This is wisdom, some other wisdom on some level. And you better make sure you ask God to actually reveal this wisdom to you. So based on how you live in your life will determine whether the Lord listens to you or hears you. Now, like I said, there's something that is involved. There are not just something. There's a lot of things that are involved. So one of the things that is involved is offense. Yes. Right, offense. Some people, they're like, okay, there is that word again. Offense. Yeah, offense. Yep. Now, this is the interesting thing. You might not be offended with someone, but if someone is offended with you, that affects the way the Lord responds to you. Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you actually, you thought, yeah, your life is cool, you have, yeah, like you sorted, yeah, you know, you don't have issues with anyone. Yeah, the Lord's going to answer your prayers. No, there's actually a problem if someone else is offended with you. And yeah, they got issues against you. You need to go and sort those issues out for the Lord to actually listen to your prayers. Yes, did you hear that? For the Lord to listen to your prayers, you need to sort out stuff like offense. That's just one of them. So one of them is offense. If there's someone who's offended with you and has issues against you, go sort it out. Yes, go sort it out. And if you don't know how to sort it out, I will tell you how to sort it out after this short, amazing breather for you to actually think about everything that I just told you. Here's a music song. I was going to say music, but yeah, we create our own phrases, so that works. Here's a music for you. Yeah. So enjoy this music. Think about what you just received and how to act on it.
Hey, it's me again. My boyfriend's out of town for the weekend, and I was just wondering if you'd like to come over. Come through. Call me back when you get this.
We're too close. Girl, you know the deal. Your room's smoked. I don't even know it's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you doing the most. I'm just trying to keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, just like that, just like that. I'm just trying to keep it real, like that, just like that, just like that, cause this temptation is a kill like that. Girl, you fine, and you know it. Got me having second thoughts about what's bringing me joy. Feeling unemployed, cause I can't serve two masters. You worry about now, I'm more concerned with after. With my pastor, might need mama too. To pray about some things I'm trying not to do. Man, my spirit's willing, but my flesh is too weak. Man, these moments I've been dreading like I'm Tunchi. We too close, girl, you know the deal. The room smoke, I don't even know what's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you don't want the most. I'm just trying to keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, yeah, it's like that, yeah, it's like that, yeah. I'm just tryna keep it real like that, yeah. Just like that, just like that, yeah. Cause this temptation, it'll kill like that. Why she tryna get me? Oh, she got me twisted, yeah. Think they going there, they don't like to listen, yeah. Sometimes I'm on the blame too. I picked up the phone when I should've let it ring through. I know what I gotta do, seems cutting you off only logical. I'm too willing like bicycle, it's mandatory, not optional. And yeah, you right, none of us are perfect. Only difference is that I know my purpose. We too close, girl, you know the deal. The room smoked, I don't even know it's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you don't want the most. I'm just tryna keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, yeah, it's like that, it's like that, yeah. I'm just tryna keep it real like that, yeah. Just like that, just like that, yeah. Cause this temptation, it'll kill like that.
Hey guys, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Okay, I know you enjoyed that. It got you thinking about everything that you just received. And you are actually thinking, how can I now apply what I am receiving concerning listening and hearing? Yes, how do I live my life so that the Lord listens to my prayers? Yo, you know, the word actually says, if your brother has issues against you, do not go to bed and knowing that your brother has issues with you and think, yeah, you'll be fine and all those stuff. No, go and sort out the matter that you and your brother have against each other. And then after that, you can go and now say, okay, I'm going to go and sleep and stuff like that. Yeah, so make sure you first sort out everything that your brother has against you or everything that you have against your brother. Then after that, you can go and sleep, yeah, do anything that you want as long as it's according to the word. So like I said, offense, that is one of the things that causes the Lord to hear your prayers and not listen to your prayers. Because when he's listening, he's paying attention. And when someone is listening, they are not forced, they are in a position where they want to respond. They want to respond to you because they are listening. They want to say something. They want to react towards, yeah, towards what you are saying, you know. That's listening. When they're hearing, they're just hearing sounds, frequencies, and they're not paying attention to anything. So things are going to pass. And guess what? They didn't catch anything. So that is what happens. So with you, if there's offenses and all that stuff, make sure you sort them out. And if your neighbor is the one that was wronging you, it's okay. You don't need to be right. Just go to them and apologize if you need to apologize. You know, you actually do the right thing. You know, there's people that are like, no, man, I can't go and, you know, apologize to that person. Why? Because they are the ones that wronged me. Do you know that the person can actually be in a position where they're going to hell, but now they're going to heaven because you decided you're going to go and apologize to them. So they're now in a position where they're like, I'm the one that was causing nonsense in this person's life. Yet this person came to me and apologized. And if you happen to be in a position where you go and apologize and then the person's like, whoa, whoa, this, that, you know, accusing you of all those stuff, tell them, yes, I understand everything that you're saying, but I'm still sorry. You know, I'm sorry. Actually sort out, you know, all those issues and all those stuff. Whoever that you don't click with, sort it out. Sort out the matters, the issues, so that you are all fine. Yes. It's not just you, your life alone. The life that you are living is not just for you. It's for you and the people around you. So make sure the way you live it in a way where people go to heaven because of the way you're living your life. They're inspired by you. They're impacted by you, you know, all those things. So make sure you examine your world. You examine your life, you know, so that the Lord gets to listen to your prayers and respond. Every single play. Okay, in a way, it could have made sense if I, you know, just put it in the right sentence construction. Yes, I was going to say, for example, every single player that prays to the Lord sincerely, you know, yeah, that is just something that happened in my brain. Remember, this is what's the topic, eh? So, every single prayers that come out sincere and, yeah, you know, out of, there's no offense, there's no bad heart, you know, stuff like that. All of those single, prayers, all of them. Doesn't matter who said it, who prayed it, where it came from, poor, rich. As long as it's sincere and it has the right heart and motive, the Lord listens to it. And there's no offense attached, there's nothing, there's no issues, the Lord listens to it. And when he listens, every single prayer that he listens to, he always responds. So if he doesn't respond, so you, in fact, if you're in a position where you see, hey, the Lord is not answering my prayers, first indication is there's something wrong. The Lord is hearing my prayers, not listening to them. What am I doing wrong in my life? So you need to sort it out. Yep, here's a short breather for you. I know you got a lot of information that helped you. After this short breather, we're going to close. Yeah, we're going to close.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and Christ music is hot music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
It's been real. It's been amazing. It's been awesome right here on What's the Topic, having you as the listener that is listening to this. By the way, I know there's like a lot of interesting things that are happening out there. You know, people are experiencing interesting stuff. Now, one of the things that they have against God is not listening to them, is not hearing them. It's about time you become a Christian that actually loves the word and not just a Christian by title, you know, pretending, you know, to be a Christian and all the stuff. And you saying, I fear the Lord, but you're not doing what he says you must do. Let's not be those type of Christians. You know, there's a lot of people that actually need this. Share this show to them. Get them to actually apply. Now, if you live your life recognizing that these two things, they need to come into play. The Lord listens to your prayers when you've sorted out all the issues that people have against you. You make right with them and you also get rid of issues that you have against people. The Lord listens to your prayers when you get rid of all of those things and you sort them out the right way, not the wrong way. And you're in a position where the Lord won't answer your prayers if you have issues against people or they have issues against you. He hears your prayers. If you recognize those two things and you practice them, you'll be fine. And remember, live your life in a way where you understand that the Lord is there. He made you in his image. He's always going to be with you. As soon as you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior, he's there with you. So as you go out there, whoo, this is really awesome. He even said it, as you go out there, so he goes with you. So you actually be in a position where you understand the life that you're living, you're not living it alone. You're living it with the Lord as long as you accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior. Now, if you need to be in a position where everything is going well and you're actually experiencing the Lord, you know, in every single area of your life, there is a moment for you to actually accept him. So, I want you to close your eyes if you have never accepted the Lord and you actually want to accept him. This is the opportunity for you. So, please close your eyes and then repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father God, I come to you today. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I ask you to please forgive me for all my sins. I repent against every single sin that I have committed. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me, rose again on the third day, so that I can be accepted as your child. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide me for the rest of the days of my life, until the day when you're going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Thank you, Father, for accepting me as your child. Amen. Yeah. So now you got the Holy Spirit, you sorted. Make sure you go out there and you change people's lives. You change your life and fix every single relationships that you know you have a problem with. Whoever that you do not click with, you don't go with, you have issues with. Even your parents, honor them. Make sure you honor them. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.